Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 10th and the 13th of February 2025. We are mere days away from anniversary week. Ooh, it's very exciting. And given what this week gave us, I think we're in for a pretty good time. It all looks pretty epic. And we have much to discuss about the events of this week, let me tell you. Hello, Ree, how are you this week?
Hello, Rob. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. So, me and Ree, soz, but we're quite famous now. We're
so famous.
We are so famous.
Like, ridiculously famous.
On the radio only. On the radio. Like, the radio.
Our voices.
Just the radio as a whole. No, we've been, if you might have heard us on various little BBC radio. I didn't know there were so many, can I just say. There's so
no,
many.
No, neither did I until we've been asked. It's like, oh, you've got one, have you?
Oh, okay, you've got, right. Why have you got one? What do you need one for? Like, I was on BBC Radio Ireland. I assume that covers the whole of Ireland.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? It's like BBC Radio England. That's
sure.
It was quite a large area, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm fairly sure probably at least Northern and Southern Islands have different radio BBC stations, you would think.
You would think.
But we were on BBC Radio Sheffield this week, weren't we?
Representing the city.
Yes. It's the only reason Ree was asked. The presenter asked me, do you know anyone from Sheffield?
Oh, cheers, Rob. Thank you.
He asked me, I did. I was like, do you know anyone from Sheffield that might be an EastEnders fan? I was like, well, there's always my co-host on the podcast. You could try asking her. And he was like, oh, that's brilliant. Yeah, we'll talk to her. I was like, yeah. They asked us such a weird question at one point, though, didn't they? We were chatting about EastEnders. And we started talking about, like, soaps as a whole. And then they asked us, what?
It was a good interview, to be fair, but this question
was good.
Really
it was good
stumped
fun.
Us, didn't it?
Really, we weren't expecting it. She turned around to us and said, what soap character does the other one remind you of? And we were like, I said that Ree was like Bette Lynch, and then Ree had to think of one for me.
Thanks.
I don't know where I got Bette Lynch from. I was sort of like, well, who does Ree out of the world of soap possibly remind me of?
To be fair, I've been thinking on it since, and I still can't think of anyone that I would compare
myself
to out of a soap.
You decided to land me on
Christian
out of EastEnders. Can't you see the resemblance? I think we're practically the same. Don't you?
You don't look slow eyes.
I think so.
Stand by it a little bit there. Like,
right,
I feel like you have got some characteristics.
Gay, is that it? Gay.
Well, that, obviously.
Yeah,
I didn't want to call you Sean off Corey because you would have literally killed me if I'd have said that.
I would have reached through the phone and throttled you.
I was so tempted.
I know you were.
Maybe not
I know you well enough to know that's exactly what you wanted to say.
That is exactly what I wanted to say. I'm like, maybe not on live radio. No, because, and I was telling the truth, and I said because our friendship reminds me of Christine and Roxy's, and it's a lovely friendship.
Yes, that's
there you
right.
Go.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's it.
Come
that's
on.
It.
I
that
think
works.
That was a good answer. Better than calling me Bette Lynch.
That's
mind you,
the only,
I just.
Only the
I,
only
I
northern
felt
bird
I
could think
it,
of.
So.
I know. Spirit of Bette Lynch rising within you.
Maybe,
it's the only northern
maybe
bird I could think
point.
Of from a soap that was sort of, you know. Yeah, well, there
really
we go.
Really obviously northern.
So, and will we be appearing on other radio shows next week? We've booked, mate. We're booked. It's all very exciting. And this is all for the anniversary, which is coming in, as of time of recording, 3 days away. Very, very, very exciting. As you're listening, 2 days away. So it's just even more exciting. we have much to discuss this week. We've had some returns. Unexpected surprise returns. Gary and Minty. That was nice to see them, wasn't it?
And I love that it was a surprise. Rob did me a solid that day and said, don't go on social media until you've watched tonight's episode. And I'm glad that you said that because it was a complete surprise and it was brilliant.
It was.
Love it when you actually get surprised and not spoiled. It's great. Really nice surprise. Really good to see them both. Mm. They seemed like good old Gary and Minty that we know and love, didn't they, as well? Loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah, it was good to see them. And then, of course, we had Thursday's episode, which seemed to have been that rare thing absolutely universally adored online.
Yes.
That's not an easy thing to achieve, let me tell you. Not an easy thing.
Especially when it's somewhat surreal as well as an episode. Like, usually soaps can't really get away with this kind of thing.
It was quite stylistic.
Everyone's reacted well,
It was quite stylistic,
quite
and I
something.
thought that some people were going to go, "I don't get it. I didn't understand why was it so weird?" And I thought there was going to be a bit of that, but I didn't see anything. Like, everybody just seemed to absolutely love it, which is an achievement in itself. So we shall discuss that episode and Mary and Ginty, Gary and Minty's return later on in the podcast. But we've got some other stuff to discuss first, and we'll start off with the cataclysmic events that kicked off in the Sonya and Reese storyline. So let's crack on with this week's Albert Square After Dark. So let's start this week. We're talking about the Reese and Sonya story. The secret is out. It's all out
Finally.
in the open. Finally, Sonya has worked out that dollhouse that's sitting in her living room is the same dollhouse that's in the background of Bianca's video. At last, we are there, ladies and gentlemen. It took her a while, considering that she is supposed to have been literally just watching that confession on repeat for days on end until the last time we saw her. And she's finally seen it, and she had to be in the same room as the dollhouse. The dollhouse
Well, I
had
think
to
that's
literally
why,
be in her
though.
periphery.
Yeah, otherwise she, to be fair though, why would she make that connection? It's all
I
right us
know.
saying it. We've watched it on TV. We
Obvious.
know all about this doll's house.
Why don't you
Like,
know that Bianca's
duh.
in a lockup? We've been seeing it, Sonia. Like, we've
Come
literally
on,
been watching
Sonia.
it. Come on, watch EastEnders, pay attention.
BBC One, 7:30 p.m. Come on.
Yeah, or 6 a.m. on the iPlayer. And
Oh,
you've got
six,
these two
yeah.
really annoying idiots talking about it constantly on the radio. For God's sake, like, what is wrong with you? Anyways. So she's finally seen it. She had a bit of a medical emergency this week, didn't she? Which is, and I've got it written down because, again, I always never
A
know what these
ruptured
things are.
membrane,
A
am I right?
premature rupture of the membrane. Now,
Yes.
you've done babies and stuff. Do you have any idea about
I don't know. I was confused. I thought it was just that her water
that?
had broken.
I thought her waters are broken.
Because obviously it looked like that. I don't know. Is it something that can mean that, like, she gets an infection in the amniotic? I don't know. I assumed that you'd looked it up when you're asking me. Have you not
Oh,
looked it up
right.
what it
No, that's
is?
why I'm asking you.
No, I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
It shouldn't happen, though. I know that
No, well,
much.
no. If you have to go to
Definitely
hospital
shouldn't be
about it,
happening.
as a general rule of thumb, if you have to go to hospital, that thing that's just happened to you probably shouldn't be happening, I think is
Yeah.
normally the general rule of thumb, isn't
And how far along
it?
was she? 34 weeks, they said. So
Yes.
it would be classed as like it is everything would be premature if it's before 37 weeks.
Yes.
That's classed as full term.
I think we can bet our houses on the fact that she's going into labour next week, can't we?
No,
I
surely
think so. I
not.
think
Yeah,
so.
we know.
Especially seeing as though they've told her she's having a girl, and I think this goes very
Oh.
yes, and I think this goes very, very nicely into the idea that we're naming that kid.
Yes. Although I've seen when you speculated about this last week, quite a few people had some really good suggestions, like Jamie, which I would have never thought of. That could
Which you
even
can
be a
still call
girl's
a girl.
name.
Still call it a girl, yeah.
Yeah.
So she's had this premature rupture of the membrane. Yes, I did have to just look at my notes again to say that. And this basically means she said something along the lines of that you may still have a sort of, a normal labour. You might still be able to carry full term, is what she said, didn't she?
Yes,
So
yes.
she'll be giving birth next week. I think we're pretty mature at that. Probably in the live episode because that's a thing, isn't it?
Yes,
Yes,
of
probably.
course.
But
Oh, wow, yeah, I hope
yeah,
so. Yeah, it's got to be.
I think by this time next week, we're going to be listening to Natalie Cassidy screaming our lungs out as she gives birth. Where could it be? In the Vic? No, because the Vic's going to be blown to pieces by then, isn't it? So could
Could
be
still be
anywhere.
in the
Could still be
Vic.
in the Vic. Oh my God, imagine. Most
I
traumatic
mean, if
birth ever.
anything's going to, trigger an early labour, it
I
could
would
be
say
that.
so. If anything's going to make that baby say, "Get that fire exit door open, I'm off," it's going to be the place blowing up, isn't it?
Oh, well, no, I'm going to say, or it could be on the sofa with Big Mo again. Like, I'm
Could
adamant
be.
it's going to be Big
Yeah,
Mo
there's
delivering this
no reason
baby
why
again.
not. No reason why not. I think there's a distinct possibility. Anyway, she confronts Reese with what she has discovered in the
Yes.
video, and he kind of immediately, I mean, he goes to pieces pretty much quite quickly, which always which goes to
Reese's
show
pieces.
which
Sorry.
Reese is in pieces about this. And she kind of basically picks at his reasoning. So, oh, well, me and Bianca sort of came up with it together, and she's like, "Well, where is she then? Take me to see Bianca if you know where she is, and take me to her." Now, I feel he could have at that point have said, "Well, I don't know where she is." She ran off after that, and maybe that could
Yeah.
have, but he didn't do that. He just sort of fell to pieces and confesses everything about the fact that
Yes.
he killed Debbie, about the fact that he has locked Bianca up, and the fact that he now, because he has been going to Bianca and saying, "Will you take those pills, please? Make sure they're taken by the time I get back." Ridiculous. He thinks Bianca's dead, and Sonya is obviously absolutely devastated.
Yeah, pretty harsh. He's like, oh yeah, and Bianca's dead as
Oh, and she's
well. What was
dead.
he expecting Sonia to do with this information? Just forgive him, because.
Yeah, she. I mean, I think he was just sort of desperate by that point, wasn't he? He's been
Yeah.
growing ever so slightly more kind of unstable throughout the week. I do think Johnny Freeman did a very good job with that scene this week, where he was sort of like completely melting down, and you could just see this man at the end of his absolute tether. I thought he did very well with
I think
that.
he's done a really good job with
He
Reese
is,
Falstaff, to be fair. I know
yeah,
everyone's got a bit fed up with the storyline and
yeah.
things, but he's done remarkably well. Like, he's very convincing
Well, I saw
with
a.
his
Yeah, I saw a clip of him giving like an interview at some award ceremony and everything, and he's very different to Reese. Like he's got
Yes.
quite he's actually quite he seems quite cockney in real life and quite confident and quite laddish. And I was sort of like, well, that's not Reese, so fair play to you, mate. Fair play. So what then happens? Because when he went to see Bianca, that's when he got the
Yes.
phone call about Sonya having to go to the hospital. So he ran out of the hospital, ran out of the lockup, didn't lock the door. He'd brought, now am I right here? He'd brought some bolt cutters or something to get her out, to get what he assumed was going to be a dead body out of the chains that she was in. Yeah?
Yes. It looked like something like that,
Yeah.
yeah.
So he'd left that on the ground, and Bianca's obviously kind of grappling to try and get that. He's left the door unlocked, so once she has managed to get the bolt cutters, she can then untie herself and then run out of the lockup, and that's just what she does. She does that, runs straight down to the square, bursts into the house just as Reese is trying to stop Sonia from leaving the house, and whacks him over the head with a teapot.
Right, I've much to say about this, Rob. You
Yeah, go on.
know I love Bianca. I have been
Yes.
wanting this storyline. I knew Reese were going to lock her up, probably
Did
before
you predicted
EastEnders
it?
knew, to be quite
You predicted
honest.
it. I think even when Angie and Dem were divorcing, you knew that this was coming, this
I knew this
moment.
was going to happen, yeah, in
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
2025.
Absolutely.
But why, after we've had Bianca locked up all this time, I needed to see her escape. I needed to see that moment of her setting herself free. I feel like, as an audience, I've missed out massively. And I know quite a few people have said it online, but it was my first thought when she was there. I'm like, oh, I didn't see how she actually did it. I know that we kind of know. We saw her like trying to reach a foot out to the bolt cutters and everything, but
Yeah.
I still wanted to see that moment because you could have still had a bit of a surprise that you wouldn't know she was going to turn up in that moment and hit Reese, even if you knew she'd escaped.
I don't think that moment would have been a surprise if we'd seen her escape.
It weren't a surprise to me anyway.
I know it wasn't a surprise to you. I know. So I messaged her and was like, "Well, I wasn't expecting that." She was like, "Well, I was fully expecting that to happen. It wasn't a surprise to me at all." I was like, "All right, Sherlock."
It
I
weren't
gasped. I
though.
wasn't expecting it. Because when the teapot went over his head, I thought that was going to be Lauren who had done that.
Oh no, I fully
No,
lied. It was obviously
rewrote
Bianca.
the script. Re knows all about it,
Obviously. Well, like I
obviously.
said, I knew all of this was going to happen
Obviously.
many years ago,
And
Rob,
many, many
so.
years ago, you were like this one of those old psychic women sat
Yeah.
there under a
Pretty
waterfall.
hieroglyphics for
Yeah,
that
yeah, yeah,
matter.
yeah.
Yeah,
Absolutely,
exactly.
yeah.
But
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think you feel that way that you wanted to see Bianca escape. Do you feel the same? Do you
Not
think you wanted
really,
to see
no.
it?
No,
Oh,
it
I
didn't
feel
bother me.
like we've missed out.
I thought that because the moment surprised me, I feel,
Well,
well, because I'm not the psychic that you are. I was surprised by the moment where Bianca was suddenly stood there because I was convinced that that was Lauren at that moment. So it surprised me when Bianca was stood there because what that then to me said was like, well, this storyline's just blown apart. How very exciting. Whereas to you, obviously, the storyline had blown apart 25 years ago when you first realised that this
Well, there is that. But yes,
storyline was
regardless, I
happening.
am glad
Yes.
that Bianca's out now so that we can
Yes.
see her on the square for a bit, which is
Yes,
nice,
yes,
rather than
yes,
her
yes,
being
yes.
locked up. But yeah, I still did want to see that moment. But
Fair
hey ho,
enough.
it's been and gone. It's been and
Maybe they'll
gone.
get a flashback just for you, Ray. They'll stick one in the live
That'd be
episode.
lovely.
That'd be lovely, just for Ray. There you go. So Reese is unconscious on the floor. I've got to be honest, there was a line that Sonya said when that had happened. Not, oh my God, Bianca, you're alive. Not, oh my God, what the hell are you doing here? But, oh, well, Dot always said a cup of tea will solve everything.
I don't think the timing was quite right in that
It was a
moment for
bit
that
weird,
line.
mate. It was a
Like,
bit
it
of a
was
weird thing
quite
to say at
a,
that moment, wasn't it?
yeah, to make, and then again, maybe you would
Hey.
make humor when you're in such a dark place. Like, oh, I just found out
Lol.
that, the man I'm having a baby with, lol, actually killed his wife and had
Yeah.
me,
And
put
I
away
thought
in
you were.
jail for months and I thought
Yeah.
my sister were
And I
dead,
thought you were
but
dead, but hey, let's make a pun about Dot and a teapot. That's
Why
what you'd
not,
say.
eh?
Why not?
Yeah.
Anyway, so Reese is unconscious on the floor, and they go around to
Yeah.
see Jack, and everyone's like, "Bianca, what are you doing here?" You know, reacting naturally to what the situation would actually mean. So Jack goes around to the house, and they sort of all walk in nervously together, and Reese is gone, obviously. Of course he's gone. Of course he is, because he is going to be needed next week for some dramatic purposes. So
Yes.
how do we think this is now going to go? Because everything's out now. I don't. Like, has he left anything there? I mean, he's obviously now on the run from the police. I can't see Reese being very good at
Well,
being
his
on the run.
car broke down.
Yes, it did. So is he
So,
gonna.
what is he? Did he take the battery pack thing, whatever it is that he was trying to grab? Did he take
Maybe
that with him
that's.
and
Yeah, maybe that's what
restart
he's
his
gonna have to
car?
come back for. Yes, because they were sort of, they were
Something
making a
like
big thing
that.
about the battery and the battery pack, weren't they?
Yeah.
So maybe he's gonna have to go back for that because his car will be flat. And then when he's driving along, the car's just going to lose control and smash into the thick and blow up in spectacular fashion.
Interesting though, how is it going to happen? So it's ruled out now for me. I thought it was going to be Bianca. It's not going to be Bianca then because
But it
she's
still
already
might be.
escaped.
She might still like see him trying to escape. I know, you know what Bianca's like. She'll probably see him trying to escape and
True.
cling to the car or something crazy, like something out of Cape Fear, and just like be trying to. And maybe she gets into the car with him and she's pulling at the steering wheel, and then maybe he crashes the car. I can see that
Could
happening.
be.
Bianca does not care when she. Bianca goes into kamikaze mode when she's in that mindset, doesn't she?
I wonder, sorry, my brain's just ticking now, right? So everything's going to be live. So what if Kim is like doing a live stream of Sonia about to give birth in the Queen
What
Vic, and
a
then Reese
thing.
is going to see it? You never
Yeah.
know.
You
Come
never
on, we'll
know.
put
You
it
never
past
know.
Kim.
You never
She
know.
might not be, like zooming in on anything in particular, but she
Well,
might be.
Kim will be able to relate because the last time that EastEnders went live, Kim gave birth.
Exactly. So I'm wondering, is she going to live stream it? Reese will see it online and come back and be like, I've got to be there for the birth of the baby after all
Yeah,
this.
maybe. Maybe.
Crash into the Vic.
Maybe.
Who knows?
It's not going to end well, though,
Awesome.
is it? It's not going to end well at
Well, we
all
know that
because.
much.
We know that much for many a reason, because we also know that obviously Natalie Cassidy is leaving. So, what do you think at this point? Do you reckon that Sonya's going to leave alive?
Do you know, I honestly would not be surprised. I've got it in my head it's going to be Sonia or Martin. One of them
Okay.
is going to leave. Not alive.
Not
I
alive, so
wouldn't be
dead.
surprised if it's not Natalie Cassidy because she seems to be trying to do other things at the minute and make a name for herself and not Sonia. And I see why she might be ready to say bye to Sonia, to be honest. She's trying to do something else with her career and she's very typecast as and known for being Sonia
Well,
Fowler.
it's never
So
up to the actor whether the writers decide to kill off the character or
hmm.
not. And I feel like, I mean, yes, it's the anniversary. Yes, it's a big event. So if they're going to kill someone like Sonya off, it's going to be at a time like that. So she's definitely not safe. I would not. It wouldn't absolutely stun me if Sonya was killed off.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? Didn't see that coming. Like, there is a genuine. Full on possibility that Sonya might die. The only thing about it is that I sort of wonder what the point in her being pregnant is if they're going to kill her off.
True.
Because that would
I guess
mean
it
that
was just to add
Reese is going to die.
desperation to Reese's
Yeah.
situation throughout it, though,
But
maybe.
then are they, but then if we're going along the realms of that we're going to be naming the kid, which I genuinely can't think what else this other choice might be,
Oh,
but
yeah,
that
that's true. We
going
don't
to
even know it is that.
we're going to not we're not
Yeah.
going to name a dead kid, are we? So
No,
there's
true.
got to be, I feel like that maybe keeps her alive for that. But even though she's going to go off with the baby, so the name of the kid is somewhat irrelevant. But, you know, who knows?
I'll be honest, I really hope they don't kill Bianca off.
I
That's
don't think
my
they
only
will.
thing. They
I don't
better
think they'll kill
not.
Bianca
They
off.
really better not.
And here's the other thing. I don't think they're going to kill off anybody in that family because it's a bit awkward trying to get people like Carol, because people like missing the funeral. How are you supposed to explain that someone like Carol, who's busy being the headmistress in Waterloo Road at the moment,
I
is.
still think Carol might come back, She
She
might
ain't coming
surprise us
back.
next week.
She ain't coming back. Let me tell you now, Lindsay Coulson has zero interest in returning to the show. She said that in many an occasion.
What, not even for the 40th
Nope,
anniversary,
she
just for a little
could not
hello?
care less. She couldn't care less. It's dead to her. No, she's got a lot of love for Carol and, you know, a lot of respect for the show, but I think she's quite openly said, and the thing is, whenever you're a soap actor, you know that in any interview you ever give, even if you've been brutally killed on screen, that they'll say, any chance of you returning? Are you going to return to the show? And they're like, what are you on about? I'm dead. I got my head cut off. What are you talking about? Of course not. But it's a soap. Anything's possible. But she said on every single time she's ever asked, yeah, no, that's done. I'm done with Carol. Like, we've drawn a line under that. So I don't think she has any interest in returning, to be honest. But
Brilliant.
Never know. You never know. She might surprise us. You never know. And I'll take all of that back. So there we are then. That's the
Yes.
storyline for Reese. He's going to be back next week, presumably, and cause no end of madness with his car. Bring it on. I can't wait. Well, I'm really looking for. I know that this storyline's kind of got on my nerves quite a lot because I just didn't want Reese to go in this direction. But now we're here. I thought all the sort of build up to Sonya working it out, that was all quite good, and I'm looking forward to seeing what absolute batshit crazy stuff kicks off next week. So that's going to be fun. So bring that on, I say. Right, listen, gents, let's talk about Ian and Priya. Okay, the whodunit took, I would argue, quite a comedic turn this week. I loved this. I thought this was so funny. I love Priya. I love Priya with all my heart. She's great. And
Same.
I'm so pleased that this went in the direction it did, because there was a moment during this where I was sort of like, what the hell is Priya doing? Why is she attaching herself to Ian? And why in God's name does she think that having a bottle of wine with Ian is going to make Ravi jealous? Like, that doesn't make sense. What are you doing?
I'm not gonna lie, Robin, you're like, of course you did, but I did. At one point, I was wondering, is Cindy involved in this? But then they had a moment, and I was totally
Yeah.
convinced. I actually then were like, no, in that, I think Priya and Ian might have a nice friendship. I could, oh,
I
this
was
seems
ho yeah.
getting on a lot. This would be a nice friendship to see. Nothing untoward, nothing, like that. Like, that'd be
Yeah.
nice.
Yeah, I would there was a moment because I was sort of like I didn't think Cindy was involved, but I was sort of like, why is Priya doing this? This is not a pairing that makes a huge amount of sense. What's she up to? And when it was revealed that Cindy was actually paying her, I was sort of like, oh, well, that makes sense. Marvelous. What I love is that whenever Priya does this, it's something that she did the last time that she was being paid to do something. She never asks for that much money, does she? She's like, oh, Grant should
Yeah.
cover it. Grant should, she's a modest queen. A Grant should cover it. Normally when people bribe people and blackmail people in EastEnders, they're like, I want £100 million by the end of the week. But no,
But
Priya's
to be
like, Grant,
fair,
that'll do.
it's still quite a good payment if she managed to get it done in
Yeah, it's not bad, is it?
a few hours work, a grand. Yeah, all right then, why not?
Yeah,
You've got to make it
sorted.
realistic as well, what you're asking for, because
Yeah.
Cindy's not got access to the bank accounts, has
That's
she?
true, she
Or
hasn't,
Ian's took
no.
the money out or something like
To be
that.
fair, even the money that Priya got was like, where's Cindy got that from? I didn't think that she had any access to any money at the moment, but I suppose she must have personal sort of
I
bank
think,
balances
didn't
and
she ask
stuff.
Junior for some? She
Oh,
asked
that's
Junior to
right.
lend her some.
Yeah, she did, that's right. Yeah. See now,
Junior.
yes, indeed. But also the locket, I feel like Peter's definitely got it now. Because she couldn't find it in his house at all, could she?
Actually saw somebody online pondering whether Anna had taken it, because remember before Cindy came back, she had that little box of things, the Cindy's, well, roses of her mum's. Did she see her mum and then go, oh, well, I want that necklace though, because I like keeping bits of my mum's up? I
Because that looks
don't know,
expensive, I'll take
possible.
that.
Or
Maybe.
just like, oh, is my mum dead? I'll take your locket then though, because it'd
Yeah,
be
fair,
nice
yeah.
for my memory
Nice
box, that.
bit of memorabilia. I'll just take your locket off your rotting corpse. Marvellous, that'll be fine. Yeah, I mean, it's possible. I do think, though, that
Oh, Peter, yeah.
all Peter. All
Sorry, Rob.
Peter. That's all right. All Peter. I mean, the fact is that Priya was looking quite heavily within the house, wasn't she? She looked in all the
Yeah.
drawers. She went in Ian's bedroom and had a look around there, and she still couldn't find it. So that makes me think that the locket isn't there, and it's at Peter's and Lauren's.
Or
I
like it
think
could just be at Beale's Eels. Do you
it
know what I
could
mean? It
be.
could be in a safe there or something if
I think Lauren might find the locket at home next week.
possibly, yeah, with
Might happen.
Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've not seen enough of Peter again, which is
No.
making me very suspicious at the minute.
Suspicious. If you see a lot of a suspect, it normally means it's not them, doesn't it?
And we've
Which,
seen we have seen quite a bit of Junior.
yeah, we have seen quite a bit of Junior. But then, storyline wise, Cindy is like the only trusting Junior at the moment. So that's a sort
Yeah.
of wreck that as well, doesn't it? You've got to think how these
Yeah, red
things
flag.
work. Yeah, you've got to think how these storylines work, isn't it? Like, what's the biggest shock to the person? What's the biggest twist they could get out of it? And what creates future storyline potential? So, and then who's going to get shot? That's always up there as well. Although she hasn't got the gun yet. I thought she'd have it by now.
No, that is very true. And it seems like, obviously, we'll get to it, but it seems like Phil's probably thinking about using it himself. So
Yeah.
will she even get a chance to get to it?
Yeah.
Surely, though, otherwise, why did we see that
Yeah,
scene near the meeting in the episode?
that gun's shooting somebody next week for sure. So Priya is basically with, a grand in her pocket. She is sort of wining and dining with Ian. He tries to kiss her at one point, obviously, and she's like, "Oh, whoa there, sunshine." So from
Just
that
like
point,
having a chat to you,
yeah,
Ian.
I just like talking to you. You're such an interesting man. And so Ian decides to cook her a nice meal. Kathy's not impressed, but then Kathy was never going to be impressed. And they've got the house to themselves. And Priya, I wonder what she was doing. Like she spiked his drink with something, and I was sort of like, "Whoa, Priya, love, what are you doing?" But it turned out to be laxative.
I was the exact same. I was like,
Yeah,
whoa, it's a
what you?
locket, man. We don't need to
Whoa,
be drugging him.
we
Oh,
don't
it's
need
laxative.
Rohypnol for
Sorry.
this situation. This isn't a Rohypnol situation. Chill out, everybody. But no, it was laxative, so it's fine. Well, it's not fine, but it's better. So
Yeah.
Ian is obviously. Ian is obviously sort of predisposed by having to rush to
Yes.
the loo, which gives Priya the chance to look in all the drawers to try and find this locket. Now, at one point, she's in Ian's bedroom, hears someone coming, assumes that it's Ian, and I think literally the phrase, "Oh my God, I'm going to have to sleep with him," would have gone through her head at that moment, because I don't think she felt that she had any other choice.
I mean, what would she have done if
What
it
would
what
she have
had
done if
been
it?
Ian who came
Yeah,
in and she'd done that and he was like, yeah, go
surprise!
on then. Oh, do you think she was thinking it's all right, he'll not want to with the laxatives? Surely he's not gonna want to go there,
I don't
right
know,
now
but then
with
I don't know, but like it's she would I think fairly sure that she was prepared to sleep with him in that moment if that's what the
she'd have
moment
probably been
took.
thinking, I'm adding this onto it, Bill, Cindy, if this
Yeah.
has to happen, all
I had
right.
to sleep with him, so that'll be 2 grand. Thank you very much. That's
Yeah.
modest, Queen. An extra few hundred quid for that. Thank you very much.
Not too much.
But Ian then says, "Right, well, seeing as though this night was a disaster because I had to go to the loo so often, I'll take some food round that I was cooking to Priya, and that'll be a lovely thing to do." So he goes round, and he then sees Cindy and Priya discussing the plan and watching money exchanging hands. So Ian
Yeah.
now knows. Now, what's he going to do with this information, I wonder?
Well, use it to his advantage,
I
but
would have thought
how?
so.
But
How?
how? Is he going to keep trying to? He's going to have a little bit of fun with Priya,
Oh, I think
surely.
so. I think so. Because at the end of the day, money passing hands or not, Priya was still lying there in his bed, like willing to do whatever. So I think he might try and take advantage of that situation and then
Do you
say that he's.
reckon?
I reckon so. It's Ian. Of course he will.
Where is Ian?
Of
Dirty
course
dog
he will.
Ian.
He's a dirty old man. Of course he will.
Bit
Well,
harsh,
not
but
old.
yeah,
He's
he
not. He's
is.
not. He's not that
Yeah, I
old. He's not
mean,
that old. But he's a dirty
no,
man.
he's not
Dirty man. So.
that old.
What's he gonna? Yeah, I'm kind of like, how is he gonna work this? I think he will try and sleep with Priya. I do think he will do that just to try and get his own
What?
back.
Oh, what if he offers her more money to just get one over on Cindy and be like, all right, I know what you're up to. What if I
Yeah.
pay you to, like, just play
Priya's
Cindy
like,
at
yeah,
her own
fair.
game or something? Yeah, she
Cindy's like,
totally would.
marvelous. Yeah, that sounds good to me. Yeah, how is
Maybe.
this all gonna play out? Because obviously, this is the big storyline for next week. So how is Cindy going to discover who actually hit her? How is this girl going to work with Ian? And how is the gun going to come into matters? I'm glad that we don't know any of this yet. That's exciting.
Maybe Ian's gonna pay Priya to make Cindy more paranoid, and then she's gonna get so paranoid that she goes for the gun. So maybe he's gonna be like, I don't know, I'll send her this, I don't know, just playing little tricks on Cindy, maybe
Do you know what I
through
would
Priya
do?
somehow.
I would pay Priya to go and get 105 different lockets and just place them around the square.
105, that's a very
Yeah, very
exact figure,
specific
Rob.
number. I don't know where that number came
Yeah.
from, but 105 different. Now I've said
Yeah.
it, it's 105 different lockets placed around the square, just in different people's drawers, and then tell her to just go knock herself out. Go on, then go look in everybody's house, and she'll find a locket in each and every single one. That's
Do you
what I'd
know
do.
what though?
Yeah.
You might have a point with the locket somehow though, if he has got it, that he might say go and plant it somewhere, maybe.
Yes. I think he might.
Possibly.
But then, where is the actual locket? I think it might be a Peter's, I really do.
Yeah. Louis's got it. It was Louis,
It was
telling you.
Louis
It was
all
Louis.
along.
Could
Yeah.
be.
Let me tell you, if it is Louis, I'm never discussing soaps with you ever again.
You were gonna say, I'm never watching EastEnders again, but
I'm never, no, I'm just you. Me and your,
just
me,
with me.
our soap relationship is over. Because after, if you're not aware what happened with the Bobby reveal in Lucy, in the Who Killed Lucy thing, Ree had said quite early on, "Oh, I reckon that's Bobby. Bobby did that." And everybody was like, "Don't be ridiculous. That's just, no, it wasn't Bobby. Be quiet."
Everybody being Rob, by the
Yeah,
way.
be quiet, Ree. It's not Bobby. Don't be stupid. That's a ridiculous suggestion. And lo and behold,
Saz.
and she was so insanely smug about it for months and months and months.
Too right. Even in fact, even all these years
Still
later,
now,
it's still
she will
getting
still
brought
bring
up.
it up.
Look.
She will still bring it up, and it still irks me to this day and always will. It's a blot on our friendship, put it like that. But yeah, the Prius trip was good fun this week.
Yes.
I love Prius so
Yes, it
much. She's
was.
and this is the, this is how adaptable I think Priya is as a character. She's funny. She can be a bitch. She can be ruthless. She can do anything. I just love her. She's great.
I'd kind of like it though if Ian did go, come on then, I'll pay you more than I'll double whatever Cindy's paying you.
It's going to be
And
something
then
underhand,
for
isn't it? Because it's
Ian and
Ian.
but I'd love then for Ian and Priya to genuinely develop a good friendship because actually, when we
I
thought that they
agree.
were getting
Yeah, I
on,
agree.
it
I
really
agree.
worked. I quite liked it. It'd be
I
nice to see
agree.
that.
I did
But
like
whether
it
it goes that way.
because there was a moment on the sofa just before Ian tried to kiss and ruin everything because Ian. There
Yeah,
was a moment
yeah.
where they were sort of like really sort of sharing stuff and getting on quite well, it
Yeah.
seemed, wasn't it? And I was quite enjoying that between them. It
Yeah.
was just one of those weird moments where sort of opposites attract in the sense of friendships. It's like, actually,
Yeah.
we can talk. We've got stuff that we can sort of throw at
Yeah.
each other. This works. So
Yeah.
I quite enjoyed that. But it seems that
Oh,
Priya was
was it
basically
just
just proving Kathy's point.
what I'm gonna say, or is it just that Priya was
Really
really good
good at
at
it.
acting
Really good at
it?
it.
Which we were like, oh, this is nice, isn't
Yeah.
it?
We
Yeah.
that would have been us. We'd have drank the laxative wine. We'd have been stuck in that loo all
Yeah,
night.
totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have worked. There we are then. So we'll see where that all goes next week. It seems that this is gonna obviously gonna be one of those big storylines to watch going into the anniversary. When do you think that the actual reveal will be? Do you think it will be on the Wednesday, the hour-long episode, or on the live episode?
It depends, doesn't it? Because obviously we know. Do we need to keep saying spoiler Nino for
I feel
the
like people know by this point if they're listening to us.
fire that's happening
We've,
at the Queen
yeah.
Vic?
Well, I've already said earlier that the pub was getting blown up. So,
Oh,
I didn't.
okay. Well,
Yeah.
so it depends because I can't see that being on the live episode because that'd be too
No, that would be
dangerous,
insane to
surely.
do. Can you imagine?
It's got to be before that, which is making me think it could be on the Wednesday in the hour-long episode.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
Do you
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Otherwise, you can't. Because surely it's going to be revealed there as well.
yeah.
Then again, I don't know. All these moments have been happening over the past few weeks, and all nine of them just so happen to be in the area at every, little announcement. So
Yeah.
maybe it'll just be in the square for all we know where it all gets revealed. Nah, it's got to be in the big. Got to be.
Who
And we've not seen
knows?
Elaine much in all of this either, and she's one of the suspects.
Yeah, she's on the bottom of my list of the suspects, so I have to say.
Why not bring her into it at all, though? You know what I
Because I feel
mean?
like
Do you know what I
Elaine's role is
mean?
pretty cut and dry in it. She's like, yeah, I can't stand Cindy. Wish I had done it, but I
Yeah,
didn't.
I'd do it properly, like
I would
Kathy,
do it, but
yeah, with
exactly. There,
like
Kathy and Elaine are
theatre.
pretty much on the same boat with it. Do you know what I mean? But hey, it could be Elaine. Who knows?
Kojo, though, isn't it?
Well, we saw Kojo this week.
We did very briefly, and why?
Very
Because for the first
suspiciously,
time.
very, very suspiciously knowing football teams. That was it. Yeah, cemented it, that did. We'll talk about that now because it was the stand do for Honey and Billy and two returning faces. So, a few things I think here to discuss with everything that sort of went on in the Vic this week. There was a few like nice little events at the start of the week. I think what this week really did was there was a great community feel throughout the week. I think with the Vic, wasn't there? Everybody
Yeah.
sort of getting together to watch the cat and mouse replay that Ruby had managed to find. I don't know why Martin have found this so difficult because I can tell you now there are a million old quiz show episodes on YouTube. You can find them really quite easily.
You can imagine Martin didn't really try though. He just went, oh, it's a shame that videotape got destroyed, didn't it? Oh, well, guess that's gone forever.
And Ruby, all
That'd be a
Ruby did
very
one
Martin
night
thing
was just a
to
glass of wine, just went on YouTube and was like, there it is. Found it.
Garrett, I've got it,
Got it.
Martin, I've done it.
I've got it. So she did that. Satan was a little bit jealous, especially when
Yeah.
Ruby turned around to her, like, well, how did you define that? It's called looking, which I can't argue with, to be honest with you. It is called looking. It didn't take a
It's
long.
true.
It's true.
No.
And there was just a really nice sort of scene with them watching Arthur and Pauline from the 80s. And this episode did happen, obviously, by the way. And Cindy even mentioned that her and Ian had a row that day. I'm fairly sure that happened as well. So it was just
Yep.
nice look back.
Yes.
And what was really sweet was that both Arthur and Pauline were in the credits at the end of the episode.
Oh, I didn't notice that. That is
Yeah,
nice.
just
Oh,
really,
it was
really
lovely
nice.
seeing Pauline again as
Yeah.
well. Like,
And I love that they managed to get in a side of, like, oh, she's smiling, not for long. Which, yeah, that's Pauline, bless her. Yeah, so that was really, really nice. And then obviously the other big event that kind of kicked off in the Vic was Stendu. which is a combination of Billy and Billy Stag Do and Honey's Hen Do. And Honey had them all dressed up in yellow and black because in Honey's brain, that meant honey bees.
I
Honey
totally
and
got
bee for
when she
Billy.
explained it. I was like, yeah, that totally makes sense. Got the
Oh,
logic
I got it when
100%.
she explained it because I understood Honey's brain. But at that point, I was sort of like, why are they dressed as bees? I don't understand. But yeah, but it's nice to know that nobody understood why they were doing that and only Honey really understood it. So that was all kicking off. And then in the middle of it all, on come Gary and Minty. Unannounced, complete surprise returns. That's what we like. Lovely to see them both. And it was great because, again, it was just that sort of community feel. Like everybody goes like, oh, it's Gary and Minty. Yay! Like really, really nice. Loved it. It was really, really sweet. And they did a pub quiz all about football. I'd have been out there and I'd have gone, you know what? I'm going to go to the Albert. Screw this.
Totally.
Yeah.
Same. Same.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have had a clue. Oh, we had a little guest appearance from who? Go on, tell me what that West Ham footballer were called.
Oh, as if I know. As if I know who
Jared
that.
Bowen.
Jared Bowen. I mean, when. I mean, I got that it was an actual person. That's all I
He
understood.
is
Yes.
Danny Dyer's
Yes, he
kind of
is.
son-in-law. I don't
Yes.
think so. Danny Dyer's daughter, Danny Dyer.
Yes.
That's her partner, and she's got twin girls with him. So I'm wondering if it was the Danny Dyer connection that managed to get Jared Bowen on to make a little cameo. Because I was like, my brain did all sorts of connections in
Did
my
you
head
know
when I saw
who
his
he
face.
was?
Yeah, because I watch Love
Because
Island, Rob, don't I know them
you'd
all.
guess that he was going to show up. You
I
sort of
didn't
thought,
guess that he was going to
you know
show.
he's going to
No, that
show
is
up.
one thing I
Jared
wouldn't.
off.
No, I didn't. No, I'm not going to claim that. I knew that one, Rob.
All
But
right,
my
there we
brain
are.
did make the connection of why he was there.
I'm genuinely, I obviously had no idea who he was, but you know, that's fine. So that was nice. And it was just really, really sweet. I just loved all the sort of the camaraderie, everyone having a good time compared to the hell that's kicking off next week. I thought it was just really, really fun. It's some really nice stuff. The football quiz was good too. Like just the
Why would you do
girls
a
versus
football
boys.
quiz for a
I have no
Stendu,
idea.
though?
I have no
Why would you
idea.
do that
Because the
anyway?
boys
It's all
wanted to
right.
win. The boys wanted to win, didn't they? And then they didn't because Kojo was a traitor and went on to the ladies' team and gave them all the answers because he knows every football team in the
He was
world.
an honorary hen,
He
Rob.
was.
He wasn't
It
a
was an
traitor.
honorary hen.
He was an honorary hen. It was
Yes.
allowed.
It was
They
allowed.
allowed it,
So that was all lovely. I just absolutely loved it. And I have to say, I think this won't be the last surprise return we get in the next 7 days. I think there'll be other stuff. We're going to make, at the end of this podcast, our prediction for a couple of things. Official predictions, put in steel and chiseled into a mountain of what we think might actually be happening next week. So we'll do that a little bit later on. But all of that in the Vic was absolutely gorgeous. The
Loved
only
it.
other thing to really sort of discuss, and this wasn't huge, but sort of the Denise, Jack, and Ravi sort of triangle sort of kind of continues a little bit. Jack seems to be charming Denise a little bit more. I got the sense, and Ravi's a little bit more doghouse, but Ravi is still like amazingly charismatic and sexual to Denise at this moment.
Well, Denise and Jack still have to have a lot more involvement
I
than
never sneezed
Denise
on
and
the
Ravi.
podcast
Bless you, Rob. Bless
Thank
you.
you. Thank you.
Denise and Jack still have to be involved with each other because obviously they're in each other's lives with the family stuff and
Yes.
always and will be for a while. I mean, Chelsea's living there at the minute as well, isn't she? So I think Denise and Jack, in that regard, are going to have a bit more contact. And with Chelsea living there as well at the minute with Jack, so they're connected by family in that way. It felt a bit like Denise was trying to find an excuse to go and talk to Ravi in the Vic, I feel like, so that she had a
Well,
reason to go up to him.
she accused him of stalking her at one point, and that was when she walked into the Vic and he was sat there just having a pint. I don't think she quite understands how that's not how
Whisker.
stalking works. That's not how stalking works, Denise.
I loved it though when Ravi like got all in her face and I thought, oh, he's gonna kiss her, and then he like really smoothly
He is
went
such
away from it.
a sexual beast.
Did you know what? They are so good together, them two, with their on-screen chemistry is spot on. You've got to give it to them.
We're still Team Ravi?
Yeah, come on.
Course we are.
That's Jack.
Course we are.
Bore off, Jack. Sorry to anyone who really wants Jack and Denise, but
I would implore
no.
you again, listeners and viewers, there's no storyline in getting Denise back with Jack. I'm telling you now, don't do it. Don't do
No.
it. Now then, behave, please.
You've
Thank
been
you.
told.
You've been told by us radio stars. So I don't know. We'll see. I mean, how do you think it is going to go? What's your official prediction about who's going to get it?
Do you know what? If I'm honest, I think it might be Jack.
I think it's going to be Jack as well.
Really disappointingly. So, I mean, I get why people would vote Jack. I mean, like, if it was a real life
I don't.
decision, if it was a real,
Yeah.
no, if it was a real life decision, who are you going to pick? This slightly dodgy copper or this guy who's known for being a drug
I
dealer
know.
and like blackmailed you not that long ago,
Yeah.
and you've seen him kill, like, in fact, you know that he's
Two
killed two
people.
father figures. I mean, if you had to
Yeah.
realistically pick someone, but we're not, are we? It's
We
EastEnders.
I like a bad boy, Ray. That's what I know what
Pick
I'd
for
go for.
drama. Vote for
Yes.
drama.
Come on. Let's
Come
behave
on.
now. I mean, we'll see how it goes. What we have been told this week, apparently, is that there was an interview on This Morning with the Triangle, with the
Yes,
Choice
there
people.
was.
And they
Yes.
said that they're obviously filming stuff after the anniversary. They're in like April now. I don't know if this is true or not, because they will sometimes say this sort of thing with these big sort of Choice or like Who Done It or whatever, where the cast will be like, oh, I've got no idea who did it. And we film it tomorrow. I've got no idea. And it's like, yes, you do. Stop that nonsense. But they've been saying that they've been filming like both versions of scenes up until about April. So there's going to be, according to them, scenes that have been filmed that's just never going to be seen and used.
Yeah, I fully believe that. Why
Do
would they
you?
do that?
I don't know. Is
Yeah.
that, I don't know how much it costs to film a scene. I don't know if that's.
It just makes me think that between next week and April, they might not be in it that much for that reason, and that it might just be the odd little scenes that they're throwing
Because
in.
what'll happen is if they choose Jack, they'll realize, well, I've got nothing to write for that, so we can't, there's no scenes for that, I'm afraid. That's what's going to happen.
So they
I don't
film
know.
loads for the Ravi scenario, then, is what you're saying. Of course.
Absolutely. We'll see what happens, ladies and gents.
Yeah.
But we'll now move on to, I think, what was the biggest story around the week. And this was Phil. Right, on to the Phil storyline. Stunning. Absolutely stunning stuff with this week. I mean, give us your initial thoughts to Thursday's episode, Ree. I mean, I thought it was amazing.
Do you know, at first I thought that Phil had actually gone back to the original Mitchell house, and I was thinking, well, has
Yeah.
he just gone in and he's walked past somebody who
I
now
know,
lives there or
I had
something?
images. When he knocked on the door and saw what he thought was Peggy standing there and walked into
Yeah.
the house, I had images of this poor old lady that he's never met before, just
Same.
ha having this scary
Yes.
man just standing in her living room and just talking to himself for half an hour and then walking out again.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought the same. So it's quite good to, I just love how they've done it, where we're kind, because obviously I've been a bit worried thinking, how are they going to show this without, like we said, sensationalizing it, I guess. But like showing him just stood on the roof, but him being elsewhere in his head, they've just been so clever about how they've done it. All the actors have been absolutely outstanding.
Oh,
Like,
Daniel
we just
Delaney
need.
as young Phil, stunning.
Seeing them both stood next to each other.
Can you imagine what that must have been like for Daniel Delaney? Like, how intimidating that must have been, trying to like acting as Phil whilst the actual Phil Mitchell stood next to
Do you know as well? I
you.
feel like he got. I don't know if I'm just not remembering from the other episode that they did, the original flashback episode, but I feel like his voice was a lot more Phil Mitchell
It
this
was,
time.
but then it was 10 years 10 years later, because that episode, the one that we
Of
watched, was set in
course.
1985, which was obviously the year that EastEnders started, hence
Yes.
why we got the old classic intro at the start of the episode, to the point where
Forgot about that,
I
yeah.
thought I'd uploaded the wrong episode.
So did I. Well, have I clicked on Classic EastEnders by
What's going
accident
on?
here?
I thought that was such a nice touch.
Yeah.
And yeah, but the voice was absolutely spot on, wasn't it? It was incredible how like accurate he was. The casting for those younger Mitchells all across was absolutely incredible. They were all
Literally.
amazing at it. But yeah, the young
And
Phil.
Grant, actually, young Grant,
Yeah,
his voice was spot
absolutely.
on at one point. I'm like, was
Absolutely.
that Ross Kemp?
Yeah,
No way.
absolutely.
Wow.
Like, they were
Yeah.
all amazing. And the whole episode was so cleverly structured and put together.
Yes.
And that's why I kind of thought when I was watching it, yeah, I'm loving this, but I feel like for some, this might be a little bit stylistic. But I haven't seen anybody kicking off about it whatsoever, which I thought was quite impressive, to be honest, with an episode like that. That sometimes can be a bit divisive when they do something a little bit outside the box. Some people don't really go for that sort of thing. And I thought some might kick off about it, but not a word. I haven't seen anybody
That we've seen
that
anyway.
we've seen. In that echo chamber.
It was
Amazing.
interesting though. Like, surely, even if you didn't like maybe the stylistic element of it, you can appreciate like everything else to do with it. Like, just it just felt like it felt like we were feeling Phil in that moment, because I don't know
Yeah,
how
I
else
mean,
you would show that anyway.
it
How else would
was.
you show him in that psychosis without doing it in this way?
Yeah, I mean, and for a fact, for a start, the script was stunning on Thursday's episode. Like the most incredible dialogue. James Payne, who hasn't written for the show in 10 years, needs to be brought back again very, very quickly because he hasn't lost a single sign of modicum of how good he is as a writer for EastEnders. That was amazing. I mean, I thought that scene between Phil and Jay was incredible as well. Like we
Yes.
have not seen enough Phil and Jay scenes recently. We forget how close they are supposed to be. What do you think about like the how? Because everything that Phil was saying, like he was clearly just a man on the edge at that point, like crying and talking about how he should be dead, the survivor's guilt that he was feeling about Lola, like this girl who've never armed a fly, compared to him who's done so many bad things in his life and has done so many ridiculous things to his body, like been in so many car crashes, explosions, drank himself into what should be an early grave, drugged himself into what should be an early grave, been shot, had cirrhosis, everything. How is he still alive when someone like Lola was so cruelly taken away? That was all brilliant and marvelous. What do you think about how Jay sort of was like, because all Phil really needed to say at that moment was, I'm tired, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. We're both warriors, it's fine, I'm Sparta, it's fine. And Jay then left. Did you think that Jay maybe left the scene a little bit early there, or did you think that it was actually all really well covered?
I think I know, because a part of me was like, come on, Jay, how can you not see that he's not okay? You can't just ask him, are you all right then? Oh, you okay? Have a cup of tea and then leave. But actually, he's not seeing what we've seen for the past few
Yeah, I
weeks,
know.
is he,
Yeah, I
Jay?
know. Yeah.
I don't know. No, I thought it were okay.
Yeah.
Why do you think we feel like
No,
he needed a bit more?
I just saw a couple of comments online saying, oh, it feels a shame that Jay left so quickly in that scene. But then I thought that that was actually sort of quite illustrative of what men are like in that kind of moment. You know, like two men discussing their feelings and emotions and mental health. It's a difficult thing to accomplish sometimes, especially with someone like Phil.
But also, it's you can see why people can miss it,
Yeah.
even though we're seeing that he's like really depressed and in psychosis. But even when Jay first walked in the house, he knocked him out of that little psychosis episode he were in, and Phil just it did seem quite normal when he spoke to him. So I can see why, if you're looking at it from Jay's perspective, you can see
Yeah.
why he might think, "Oh, right." I mean, it is out of character for Phil to be crying, but again, you said that they are close.
Yeah.
And he was just saying that he was tired, and you can see that in Phil anyway. So I can understand. And like you say, and then having that potentially male approach to how you handle things as well, I thought it was quite believable for Jay to have left at that time, yeah.
and then obviously he's done this whole thing about burning the photographs, and that sort of took him back to his took him back to the 80s. And obviously then we went back to the 80s and saw some stuff. Now, it's really zero surprise when you look at Eric. And we said this on the original Matt Mitchell flashback episode, but again, it's worth reiterating how unsurprising it is that Phil is the way Phil is when you look at who Eric is. This is a man who wrote his son's name on a bullet, an actual bullet, and then gave it to him, whilst in the same breath just, whacking his wife about, whacking his mum around. Is it any wonder that Phil is the way he is, really? Is it any wonder that Grant is the way he is, really?
No, it's really not, is it? And I mean, something I found quite interesting was seeing Eric sitting in the armchair, and then you go to present day and Phil sat in his armchair, and seeing them side by side and going, see, you can see, like you said, this is why Phil is the way that he is. And even when he were talking to Jay about him, he's going in these flashbacks, Phil, and you can see, I mean, he has a moment, doesn't he, with past Eric, where he's quite clearly saying what he thinks. But then he's talking to Jane, he's like, oh, I still respected him though. Like,
Well, he
oh, I
did, I
had
think.
respect for Eric. I know he did, but it's
And I think
quite
that's
a
also something.
contrast, despite
It
seeing how
is.
Eric behaves, that he's still got that respect for him.
Yeah, but
I get it.
I feel like that is just because of the way that Eric was at drilling into him from such an early age about what a man is, what a man should be like, how you're supposed to treat people. You know, I feel like that reaches a point where even if you know that what this man in front of you is doing is wrong, you've still got that respect so deeply sort of penetrated into your brain that that's really difficult to remove. You can do what I think Phil is doing now, which is beating himself up because he has respect for that person, because he's looking back over his own life and thinking, right, well, everything that I've done with Ben and with, you know, all my kids and the way I've acted, the way I treat people, that is all because of this man and how I have respected that behavior. So it was just, I think what it was a fascinating character study of Phil. I think this is the most in-depth we've ever really gone looking at Phil. And they've done this sort of thing over the years with Phil, because of course you have to with a character like Phil. But I feel like this is the first time that Phil has literally kind of looked at Eric and realized that he's wrong, and the way that he has made Phil act as a human being is wrong. And to the point where you've even got Peggy sitting there saying to him, look at what you became. And you can't blame Eric for everything, because you are a human being with your own choices in life.
Yes, it's been quite, it was quite dark, wasn't it, in a
Was
lot of
quite dark,
places as
yeah.
well.
It was quite dark, because essentially, because I think what they did was, which was quite the right way of doing it, was making it quite abundantly clear that what Peggy was saying to him is what Phil thinks that Peggy would be saying to him at this
Yes,
moment, because of where his brain was at and because of his
of
depressive state,
course,
where he's full of
yeah.
self-hate and full of self-doubt. So it would make sense to him, even though Peggy wouldn't say this to him, but it would
No,
make
she
sense to
wouldn't.
him at this moment. Well, you should probably shoot yourself and just stop all this hell for everybody
You
around
know
you.
what would make everything better,
yeah
Phil, wouldn't it?
yeah
Yeah, that as if Peggy would ever say that,
of course
but
she wouldn't.
obviously this is like Peggy herself said in that scene, this is what your brain thinks I'd be saying to you right now. So cleverly done, weren't it? And Steve McFadden, I'm sorry, deserves all
Oh,
of
it
the
was
awards.
incredible. Absolutely stunning performance from Steve McFadden. And for him to have been in the show for as long as he has and then still be able to do a performance like that, he's just, he, it, it, we are lucky to have him on that show, and may he never leave, I say.
Well,
There was a
well.
few, what? Oh, well, I don't. I mean, I don't. I think that the return of the prodigal brother is probably going to put him possibly on the right path again, because we had obviously the big return this week, which was Grant at the end of the week. Now, I will say, maybe I'm psychic, that I think we knew as soon as the anniversary was around the corner, we're going to see Grant at some point, aren't we? That's a Grant
Yes.
thing to come back for
Yeah.
these big anniversaries. And lo and behold, there he stands now. It's
Take it.
interesting though, because I don't think that Grant is actually the sort of person that's going to be that helpful in this sort of situation.
No, I know what you're saying, but we've not seen Grant for years. Maybe, I mean, when you look at that moment when they came in, you could see that he weren't really in the room. Like, how would he have not noticed that Grant was stood in the doorway straight away, if you know what I'm saying? Because if he was actually present, Phil, and not in his head, he would have noticed Grant straight away. He's not seen him for so long. You would think you got it right. You said he were going to be in the middle of a flashback and he'd see young Grant and then it'd actually be
It didn't
present day
quite,
Grant
yeah, it
there.
didn't
Not
quite
quite
work
like
out,
that,
because it
but
was actually what the way it happened was actually Nigel was that figure, wasn't it? Which,
yeah.
by the way, shame that we didn't get more of young Nigel, because I thought that looks wise it was really, really accurate, and I feel like we should have maybe seen more of young Nigel.
Well, I was going to ask you, do you reckon this is it? We're not going to have any more of the flashback. This is the only flashback episode. Or do you think they're going to all be in it a bit next week as well?
There are people clamoring for a series of this, and have
Well,
been.
yeah,
And have
100%.
been since the original flashback episode. Like, there's so much material there that they could do. And like I said before, there's a few things that you have to sort of negotiate around, the fact that you can't do anything too massive that would had never have been mentioned in the original show. There's stuff, you know, there's stuff like that. But I feel like there's definitely the potential for a full-on spin-off series here. Absolutely 100%. And I am genuinely wondering if this conversation, especially given the reaction to Thursday's episode, is not something that's happening somewhere at the BBC right now.
I don't know though, because do they like doing spin-offs, really? Will they do one? That's the thing. Or will they
If
think,
the viewers are literally saying this needs to be a spin-off,
please do it.
please
They
do
should
it.
as well. They need to do it while the cast are young enough to play the role as like at that age as well. Like if they need to do it, I think they need to strike while the iron's hot, don't they?
I think so. I think so. But I mean, so it's going to be interesting to see with this now. I wonder if Phil and Grant are now going to have. I mean, I think given the state of mind that Phil's in at the moment, I think they're going to have some quite difficult conversations about their childhood. And it'll be interesting to sort of see Grant's perspective of that.
Yeah, I've not considered that, but yeah, 100%. And whether it's going to bring some things up for Grant, are they going to end up arguing again?
Probably.
Will and Grant about
Probably.
things and how they remember stuff, maybe. Although it does seem like Grant was very much on the same boat as Phil
Yeah.
in the moment. Will
And it's
he
gonna
will go on.
all I was gonna say is, would it be like, do you wonder if maybe Grant and Phil have dealt with stuff differently? And I feel like there's been a lot of similarities in the way that Grant and Phil have behaved. Phil, obviously, when they both arrived, Phil was a slightly calmer one. And then after Grant left, Phil turned into this horrific human being that we sort of got to know and then sort of became the Phil that we know now. So I wonder if there's going to be some sort of conversation about how they've both dealt with Eric as a sort of afterthought after he died. Like, how have we sort of, maybe they'll have a moment where they look back on their own lives and sort of think, we haven't done this right. Or will they sort of just pick each other up? The Phil's attitude towards it seems to be, you just sort of get up and get on with it. He's a little bit past that now, so I wonder what Grant is going to say to him in this moment. It's interesting that Grant is the one that they're bringing back to sort of sort Phil out. I don't know how he's going to do that from Grant's perspective.
No, I'm trying to think. And will they bring Sam back as well, do you think? Surely
Maybe,
Sam's got
maybe.
to come back.
You think
Can't
so?
bring Grant and not have Sam.
Have the whole family there. Yeah, might be worth.
Yeah,
Yeah,
why
yeah.
not? And it'd be interesting because obviously they were quite protective of Sam in the flashbacks, weren't they? Because
Yeah.
he's so much younger than they were.
Well, no
I
bloody
never realised
wonder.
the age gap was so big, but yeah,
Yeah,
it
yeah.
obviously it is, yeah.
It's no wonder, really, is it? And there was also sorts of nice stuff with the Peggy stuff. Was, they quoted the letter that Peggy left Phil, saying my best boy, all that kind of thing. That was everything that she wrote in the letter to him after she died. So that would have been going around Phil's head, which is why Peggy then said it. It was just so well crafted as an episode. It was absolute perfection. I absolutely loved it and put us in such a great stead for going into the anniversary. We now know that Grant's back, so. What the hell? Where does next week go now? We've got all the ingredients ready to go.
This is what I mean. Is he gonna, are we still gonna see some bits of flashback next week, is what I'm
Maybe.
wondering. Is he still gonna be in it?
I don't know. I wonder if, I don't know is the honest answer to that. I think it would be nice because I've just loved all of this sort of flashback stuff and Phil looking back. Because to me, actually, and I've always thought this, Phil Mitchell is actually the most fascinating character on the square because he's got so much history, so many regrets. He's made so many mistakes in his life, and everywhere he turns is evidence of those regrets and evidence of those mistakes. Like, he's got so much, but then he'll turn that way and look at Sharon and Teddy getting together. He'll look that way and see what Ben became. He'll look that way and see that Louise isn't there anymore. He
Cat and
looks at Cat
Alfie,
and Alfie. He looks upstairs and sees, where his mum died, where he wasn't there because he couldn't face being there next to her when she died. He's got so many regrets at every turn that he goes on. So it's going to be really, really fascinating to sort of see how he picks himself up from this, because this is so deep rooted now. I mean, he's having psychosis, for God's sake. Like, this is more than just a, come on, bruv, sort yourself out. It's like, yeah, sorry, yeah, I'm fine now.
Yeah, no, it's yeah, that won't work.
This is going to take work.
I think it's gonna be. I think Phil's gonna set the Queen Vic on fire. It's got to. He's got him. It's
Why?
got to be that. Why?
Yeah.
Because of when he's done it before and the parallel, and
Yeah,
because
but
he's in
why
the
would he do it now?
psychosis and because he's in psychosis and maybe who knows something in his brain. Maybe he'll go back to that moment somewhere in his head. I don't know. I just assumed with the current state that he's in. I mean, he's already maybe because he'll go to get the gun. The gun's gone. He's going to try and shoot himself with the gun. Can't find it, and
Just sort of
then
blow
he'll end
myself
up in the
up.
Queen Vic,
Yeah.
and he'll set it on fire again in that moment or something. I don't know. That's what I've just assumed it's going to be Phil because of him doing it
But all
before
along,
and
you've
all.
assumed it's going to be Phil.
What, setting the Queen Vic on
Yeah.
fire? I've been pondering it a
Have you?
lot the more the past couple of weeks. Yeah, if that's what's going to end up happening somehow.
Okay.
Definitely.
I haven't considered that for a second. I've always
Have
assumed
you
it's.
not?
No, not in the slightest. I've always thought it's going to be the Reece stuff that causes the fire. Because, with the
I mean, I
carbine
think
embedded
that'll
in the side
be.
of the Vic.
I do think that's going to. It's one or the other, or that's going to happen and then he's going to set it on fire for some reason. I don't know, but I am wondering if it's going to be Phil. Yes,
Okay.
setting it on
Okay.
fire.
Well, all right. Fair enough. Well, we'll see how that plays out. So yeah, we'll see how this all goes next week. I mean, we are now mere days away from the anniversary. This is all very exciting. So, Ree, official predictions for how the anniversary is going to go. What I want from you is two deaths, one of which isn't Reese, because I feel like we both know figure that Reese is going to die.
Two
So,
deaths.
two deaths. I want who you think the whacker is. And I want a shock return that you think we're going to get next week.
Right, I'm going to do that in reverse.
Okay.
Shock return.
Yep.
Zoe.
Okay.
Michelle Ryan.
Yep.
Because we've not heard anything of her. It would be a shock
It
because
would be
Kat
a
hasn't really
shock.
been that involved lately. And we did see that picture on Instagram of her with Kim Medcalf, which made me go, why are you in a photo? And if Sam did
Why are
come
you in a
back as well next
photo?
week,
Why are you taking pictures? What's going on there?
I don't know. It felt like a bit of a tease,
Okay.
maybe. The Whacker. What if it's not Kojo?
No, you can say Kojo if you think it's Kojo, but maybe do the Whacker and their accomplice, because I think there's an accomplice. I think we both
Oh,
thought that,
see,
haven't
if
we?
it's so, if it's Kojo, I think Anna's helped him.
Yes.
So Kojo and Anna.
Okay.
Or if it's not Kojo, oh, it's Junior or Pete. Oh,
Go
maybe
on, sort
Peter.
of, final
Peter.
answer, please.
Oh, Peter, even though I've been saying Junior all along.
You've been saying Kojo all along. So what are you actually,
Well,
are you now saying that your final answer for who the whacker is Peter?
no, Kojo.
No. Okay. Okay, so Kojo is your final answer on that.
Yeah,
Okay, all
Kojo.
right, fine. Okay, cool. I agree with you about Kojo. Oh,
Okay.
sorry, go shock death. Go on. Sorry, shock death. Go on.
Death. Martin.
Okay.
And I don't know about another one. You put. Okay, because I think somebody out of the Beale Knight clan.
Okay.
So Martin and. If we're going to put money on the Beale Knight clan, oh, Junior or Anna.
Okay. Okay.
Junior. Martin and
Junior. Okay.
Junior.
Martin and
Martin and
Junior. Okay. So
Junior.
you're going for Martin and Junior for death, Zoe for a return, and Kojo being the whacker. Okay.
Go on.
I am going to say the whacker Kojo because I feel like it would be ridiculous to change my mind now after literally saying it since
Yeah,
Christmas Day.
yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm going to say for shock return, I'm going to go crazy and say that he's
You're
managed
not.
to get the Tulsa back because they've
Yeah,
saved. In
I was thinking that,
some
but
way,
yeah.
whether that just be a sort of Zoom conversation or something in some vein, I think he's managed to, I think Clenners has managed to get the Tolster Michelle back for something. And as for deaths, I'm gonna go for Ruby because I've said
Yeah,
that ever
fair.
since Ruby came back, so I feel like I need to
Yeah,
stick
no, it
with
would
that.
make sense. Yeah.
And Anna.
Ruby and Anna, yeah, fair.
There
Yeah,
we
I can see
go.
that.
Let us know in the comments what your final predictions are for next week. Gold star for this week, Ray, I think is a kind of fairly obvious one.
Phil, come
And
on.
Phil each, but I think what we'll do is one for old Phil, one for young Phil.
I was thinking that,
There you go.
yeah. There we
So
go.
another two gold stars for Phil this week. Marvelous. Right, ladies and gents, let's finish the podcast with some comments from you.
Starting with a comment about something we forgot to mention, Rob,
How did
from
we forget
Rose M.
this?
Kill, who says, we got the Corey Stinks in here from Billy,
Yes.
and maybe Phil doesn't survive the fire in the Vic, is the full quote.
Yes. Okay. We'll talk about Phil in a sec. But how did I forget that? Yes. They said the thing. They said it. Even when we watched it, I said the thing. Billy said the line. Didn't get it how we thought we were going to get it all, did we? Had
No.
nothing to do with Bianca smelling in a locker.
No.
Had more to
Phil
do
called
with
it. Knew we were going to
that.
get
We knew it was going to get it, but we got it completely wrong. But yes,
it.
glad we got the line in. Marvelous. Well done. You think Phil doesn't survive in the fire? Are they going to kill Phil Mitchell off? If you're going to kill Phil Mitchell off, you do it on an anniversary, don't you?
He would, and we've had a lot of build up for him. I mean, I really hope not. I really hope not, but it
I
would be going out
don't.
with a bang if it
Wouldn't he
is
just
Phil.
going out with a massive
No,
bang and
please don't.
no. But we'll see.
No.
Luke Gahan, all the rest of the comments are about Thursday's episode. Luke Gahan says, this was an amazing episode. Tried to not cry, but I couldn't hold it back. Amazing writing and directing. How lucky are we?
Alvis Fryer says brilliant, and Steve McFadden should win an award.
Tony Hawkins says, one of the most powerful episodes I've ever seen on EastEnders. I'm in tears. The writers did a fantastic job. So well acted and performed. Flashback actors and scenes were outstanding. Steve McFadden, you are amazing.
John Hunt says, I'm being genuinely serious here when I say that was probably one of the best episodes of EastEnders ever, top five at least. It was absolutely phenomenal, start to finish. If they're showing episodes like this before the anniversary, I cannot wait to see what's coming next week.
Absolutely. So, talking of the anniversary, Ree, what would we like our listeners to do in ready for next week's episode?
Well, Please get in touch with us. I'll tell you how to do that in a minute. And
Mm-hmm.
let us know your favourite moment from EastEnders in the past 40 years. What is your absolute most favourite moment or your favourite storyline from EastEnders from all the past 40 years? And then next week, in ode, is ode the right word, Rob?
Sure.
In ode to the anniversary, we'll
Yeah.
read out all your comments and we'll go through
Yes,
all
we
the best
will.
moments from the past 40 years. So let us know.
Absolutely. And you can do that by leaving a comment on YouTube down below or by doing any of the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20AfterDark.
Yes, you can indeed. So that is it. By this time next week, we will know everything. Everything will have happened, and we will be quivering wrecks from all the madness that is going to occur for the 40th anniversary. Happy birthday, old girl. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you next week. Do not miss it. Goodbye.
Bye.